Rachel and Phoebe. Please leave. Leave.
But I just said leave.
Yeah, I know, because you have all the good words.
What do I get? I get it's and. Oh, I'm sorry. I have A.
Forget it.
Oh.
Phoebe, come on. That's silly.
All right, so let's switch.
No, I have all the good words.
Okay, fine, fine. We can switch.
Everybody, it's Rachel and Phoebe.
Please, please. Why did you do that?
What?
Oh, you're no ordinary roommate, are you?
Phoebe, can we finish this later? Because I want to go running before it gets dark.
Oh, look, come with me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it'll be fun. We'll run in the park. It'll be like our first year roommate bonding thing.
Okay, let's go running.
Yeah, and there's really cute guys there.
Let's run towards them.
Okay.
All right, wait just one more second.
Rachel, please leave a message. Thanks.
Now, wait a minute. You just took all the words.
Uh-huh. You've met your match, Rachel Green.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Fascinating book. By the year 2030, there'll be computers that can carry out the same amount of functions as an actual human brain. So, theoretically, you could download your thoughts and memories into this computer and live forever as a machine.
I just realized I can sleep with my eyes open.
Great idea, nailing the boxes to the floor.
I didn't nail the boxes to the floor.
Oh, so you can move them.
Yes, yeah, while I'm doing that, Ross has a great computer story for you.
Hey, everybody. I'd like you to meet Jeanine. She's going to be my new roommate. Hi.
Hi.
And she's going to live with me.
Nice to meet you, Jeanine
Lacroix.
Jeanine Lacroix.
I didn't know that. Well, what a pretty last name.
So, where are you from?
Australia. I just moved here a couple of weeks ago.
From the land down under? Yeah. I didn't know that either.
So, what do you do?
I'm a dancer.
You're a dancer? She's a dancer.
Wow. Things are going on track. Did you even interview this woman before you asked her to move in?
Of course I did.
What exactly did you ask her?
When can you move in?
Thank you for bringing her into our lives.
Unbelievable.
Oh, so you like her too, Chandler?
Fine, look at all the boxes. I cannot wait to ask her out.
Joey, so you can't ask her out. She's your roommate. No, it'll be way too complicated.
Yeah, man, don't do it. I mean, if you date her, then I can't date her.
All right, think about it. Now, remember when you were going out with that girl, Donna, and you guys broke up? Remember how horrible it was when you guys bumped into each other at the supermarket?
Oh, God, yeah.
Now, imagine you live at the supermarket.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
you're right. I don't want that. I can't date her.
And you better watch the 30, too, because, in such close quarters... be trouble.
Well, that's going to be tough, Mom. I mean, it's hard for me to be around an attractive woman and not flirt.
Well, you're around me all the time and you don't flirt.
A little sad about that, Steve.
I just have my shoes on. You go ahead. I'll catch up. Okay. When she runs, she looks like a cross between Kermit the Frog and a $6 million man.
Monica had such a crush on him that she used to kiss his poster every night before she went to bed.
Oh, I used to do that too. Did you also have his album? It's not easy being green. Oh, Moon. So, Peggy runs weird, huh?
Yeah, you know what? And I know she's going to want to run again. I just don't, I don't know how to get out of it. I mean, I live with her.
Why don't you just be straight with her? Tell her the truth.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just telling the truth. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, this Monica tripped me. I don't think I can ever run again, ever. Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry that I hurt your ankle. Ankle. We'll see.
Okay, I'm officially unpacked.
Thanks for helping me, man. Joe? Well, I guess Joey went home. Oh, and look, there's still one box that I have to unpack. Oh, my God. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Oh. Well,
it was so hard not to laugh.
Hey, the place looks great.
Yeah, not bad, right?
You know what? Monica's going to be working late, so I'm going to make this place spotless. You know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get her some flowers. Now, who would not want to live with me?
I don't. No, I want to live with the super hot Australian dancer.
You know, how's that going, though? Are you okay with the not flirting thing?
Yeah, so far,
but it's tough. You know, I got all this built-up flirting energy, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
How you doing?
Hello, man.
Sorry, this is more room out here.
You just reminded me that I have to do my stretches, too.
What are you trying to do?
Nothing. I didn't want you to touch me because I'm all sweaty from the workout. I'm gonna hit the shower. Oh my God.
Oh, sorry about that stuff hanging in there. It's just my phones are too delicate for the drive.
Grab your running shoes this morning and sneak out. You lied so you could run by yourself.
No, Phoebe, you know what? I was actually just checking to see if I could run. And I could.
Please, Rachel, I'm not an idiot.
Wait, Phoebe.
Wow, couples who've been together do start to look alike. So, Mumbler. What you doing?
What does it look like? I am cleaning.
Did you get Monica's authorization to move all of her stuff?
Authorization? I don't need that. I'm going to put everything back.
Put it back exactly where you found it?
Yes, I'm going to put it back exactly where I found it.
Okay, first of all, that attitude is not helping.
I'm not going to care if I put her stuff back in the same stupid place.
Oh, hello? Did you just meet Monica?
She is going to recognize that I did a nice thing and appreciate it.
Huh. No, actually, this will work out well. Because when you have to move back in with Joey, Joey's hot new roommate can come live with me.
Oh, I see. You're trying to freak me out.
Look, Chandler, Monica is really weird about this kind of stuff. All right? Believe me, I lived with her for 16 years. She is going to freak out. Oh, my gosh, she's going to sit on you.
No, she's not. Okay, yeah, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to call her right now. Phone's done.
Hi.
Hey, Mom, how's it going?
Terrible.
I'm saying, if I want something done right, I have to do it myself. Other people just wreck stuff. I really think I might kill someone tonight.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
It's worse. The only thing that's getting me through is knowing that I'm going to be seeing you soon.
I think I might even
down here early.
No. It sounds like they really need you down there.
Are you just hanging out with Ross?
It's all good. Okay, bye-bye, Ma. She's going to kill me.
Yeah, the phone is facing the other one.
I'm actually set up here. You know what you do? You should start with the big stuff, you know? That'll be easiest. So, let's start with the cash. I got it.
Yeah, that doesn't look right.
What are you talking about? The couch is perfectly in line with the carpet, and then I could just walk over here and casually just put my feet right up on the... Okay, here's what we do. We just move the couch closer to the coffee table.
All right, but then the back of the couch won't line up with the back of the carpet.
Okay, well, here, we'll just we'll move the coffee table closer to the couch.
No, whoa. But then the coffee table won't be centered in the seating area.
Yes, but the coffee table doesn't have to fit all the other walls.
All right. Look. What am I gonna do? I'm not flirting, but still, I'm drawing her to me like a moth to a flame. What the hell's going on over here? Monica's gonna kill you. Look, I need your help, okay? I have to do something to repel this woman. Wait a minute. You guys repel women all the time.
I've been married 3 times.
No. I've seen it happen. You get a rapport going with a woman, but somehow you manage to kill her. What's your secret?
Look, we do not repel women, okay? That is completely untrue.
Yes, we do, my man. Remember when we were back in college and we went to that spring dance and you walked right up to that girl you liked and you could not stop talking about the Irish potato famine?
Yeah, but what about you? You weren't so, you know, hot in college either. After everything you said, he'd go, boom, boom.
Yeah, Monica doesn't like that either. Maybe I should stop doing that.
Well, you know what? Girls don't like it when I start talking about science.
That's not specific to girls. This is great. What else?
Look, they don't like it when you correct their grammar.
And they don't like it when you explain why your jokes are funny.
You know, they don't like it when you keep asking them if they like you.
Man, I'm so lucky I have Monica.
I'm never going to find love again.
Hey, baby, can I come up to you for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Look, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry, okay? I handled the situation horribly, and I should not have lied to you.
So what should you have done?
Well, I should have told you the truth.
Which is?
Well, you know, the reason that I didn't want to go running with you is because, well, you know, the way that you run is just a little...
So?
Well, it's embarrassing. People were looking at us like we were crazy.
Why do you care?
Because they're people. They're people that you don't know and will never see again. Yes, but still, they are people with eyes. Well, I didn't get embarrassed running next to Miss...
But, oh, okay. No, I can see why running with me would be embarrassing to you.
Yeah,
okay. You're uptight.
What? I am not uptight. I'm not uptight, man. That's okay, Rachel. I'm not judging you. That's just who you are.
Me, I'm more free. You know, I run like I did when I was a kid. Because it's the only way it's fun. You know? I mean, didn't you ever run so fast you thought your legs were going to fall off? You know, like when you were, like, running toward the swings or running away from Satan?
The neighbor's dog.
Okay, put your wife in the right place.
Who cares? I repel women.
No, you can't come here.
Ross is naked.
What?
I couldn't see her. I was naked because she's allowed to see me naked. Why does anyone have to be naked?
Why is Ross naked?
I had to show Chandler something.
Naked?
Yeah, I guess I have a guy problem.
Is it the same thing that Chandler had?
Look, just come back later. We're gonna have it squared away, and you can come back later.
Okay. Isn't it? There's still some of Chandler's medicine left under the sink in the bathroom.
Thank God.
Dude, what'd you have?
Look, we have no time, okay? We must focus. We've got to get everything back into its original place.
The photo album. There were millions of pictures of the apartment in the photo album. We just go through it and match everything to the pictures.
That's perfect. That's brilliant.
So really, what'd you have?
Hey, Jerry,
I'm dancing. Don't you mean for whom?
Listen, I was going to order some pizza. Want to share one?
Pizza? Sounds like I never had that before. But I'm
Is there something wrong?
All right. Let's just get this out in the open. Okay? You're hot. I'm lovable. Clearly, there's a vibe going on between us. But we're roommates, and it's a huge mistake for us to continue down this road. No. I'm telling you. Imagine yourself living in a supermarket, and you will understand. Okay. So the question is, what do we do?
Well, I don't think there is anything to do. I think you're really sweet, but I'm just not interested in you like that.
Oh!
No, I mean, you're a really nice guy, and I'm happy to be your roommate and your friend. I'm just, you know, I just don't feel that way about you.
Oh, I see what happened. It's because I was trying to repel you. Right? Believe me, you'd feel a lot different if I turned it on.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do. How you doing?
Okay.
What?
What?
Oh, dear God.
So much brighter when you came into it.
Well, the end table is wrong, and the couch looks bizarre, and don't even get me started on the refrigerator magnet.
Okay, well, don't be mad, okay? But after I unpack the boxes, I want to do something nice for you. So I cleaned the apartment. So I moved everything around, and I forgot where it went back. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Taylor, are you afraid of me or something?
Do you want me to be afraid of you?
Of course not. My gosh, Taylor, what you did, it's a wonderful thing, and I really appreciate it. I know I have this weird thing where I want everything to be in the perfect place, but I would never expect you to worry about that.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, you're the best. You come here to me.
Okay, hold on, okay? First thing first. Okay, now, did Ross sit anywhere while he was naked?
So it said that by the year 2030, there'll be computers that can carry out the same number of functions as an actual human brain. So theoretically, you can download your thoughts and your memories into this computer
and live forever as a machine.
So, Janine, do you know what we're doing right now? You and I, we're interfacing.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Ba-da-boom.